Welcome back. This is Al Waller, and I'm your host for Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth. And with us is Hector Della Torre, the Executive Director of Transamerica Center for Health Studies, to discuss Medicaid. So, Hector, thanks for joining us. And now, for those of us who are not familiar, could you walk us through Medicaid and how it's administered?
First of all, Medicaid is not Medicare. It's two completely separate things. Medicare is for seniors over 65 years old. Medicaid is government-issued health insurance that offers low-cost or free coverage for some low-income people, children, pregnant women, the elderly, and people with disabilities. Medicaid is subject to federal standards but administered at the state level. States may determine their own covered populations and can obtain waivers to test and implement policies that are different from those set at the federal level, allowing for significant program variations from state to state.
I see. Well, who usually receives Medicaid, and why did Transamerica Center for Health Studies feel compelled to create a Medicaid guide?
One in five Americans, it's a substantial population, the poorest and most vulnerable, receive coverage through Medicaid. But it's not always easy for them to navigate eligibility requirements, benefit options, and coverage. Our free guide is specific to each state, helping people estimate eligibility, costs, and understand their options. The Transamerica Center for Health Studies guide is regularly updated. In fact, we just did that, to reflect current needed documentation and how to apply, coverage for veterans, and Medicare recipients. You can do Medicare and Medicaid if you're a low-income senior, and out-of-pocket costs. The Medicaid program generally covers low-income children and their parents, and in 2014 was expanded to include childless low-income adults through the Affordable Care Act.
Well, Medicaid expansion is one topic that's got a lot going on and is such difficult to keep up with. So can you provide us with an update on the latest expansion?
There are 37 states that have adopted the Medicaid expansion as of this year, allowing slightly higher income levels to be eligible for coverage. There are 18 states that have or are reviewing federal waivers to tailor the program to specific state needs and policy goals. These ongoing changes are reflected in each state-specific TCHS Medicaid guide.
Are there any other notable changes to Medicaid that we should be aware of?
According to the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services and the Kaiser Family Foundation, millions of Americans who have health insurance through Medicaid could see changes to their coverage if their state's federal Medicaid waiver goes into effect. Conceivably, those changes could be in effect sometime this year or next year.
Why does Medicaid seem to garner so much attention among healthcare professionals?
It's a massive program, as I mentioned earlier. More than 70 million Americans use Medicaid, and it is the single largest payer for mental health services, pregnancy-related services, the largest portion of federal money spent on healthcare for people living with HIV/AIDS, and it is the principal source of long-term care coverage for Americans. So you see how much it impacts healthcare because so many people are using these services. Children account for more than 4 in 10 of all Medicaid enrollees. That's important to note. And the elderly and people with disabilities account for an additional 1 in 4 enrollees. Right there between those two, you're talking about almost 2/3 of the Medicaid population are either children, elderly, or people with disabilities.
Well, great intel, and thanks again for joining us. And to obtain the free Medicaid guide for all 50 states, you can log on to transamericainstitute.org. This has been another episode of Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth. Until the next time, this is Al Waller on WYPR, your NPR news station. Thanks for listening.